Now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Enda Brady, Sky News, UK. This is horrific. 5 acid attacks last night in London.
In the space of 90 minutes, Ben, one guy in custody.
Oh, you are kidding. What? Who is it? Who is it that does this every day? It's like I said yesterday, when someone turns the hot water tap on in the kitchen and all the hot water goes from the shower. It's at this very time, every day, the phone system goes kaput. I'm sure it's not Ender's. I'm sure it's not Ender's line. And if it is, are you having a lend Ender? Is this you doing that on purpose?
No. Honestly, Ben, now I'm in central London with a full signal. Let me just tell you what happened here last night.
Right.
5 acid attacks in the space of 90 minutes, an hour and a half. Several people in hospital, one of the victims has life-changing injuries. That's how it's being described here this morning. The city is in complete shock at this. 5 separate acid attacks over 90 minutes. The same suspects, one of whom is in custody and is a teenager. Started in North London last night about 10:30. An hour and a half later, it ended in Shoreditch in East London. And they were apparently trying to steal mopeds by throwing acid in the faces of the people on the mopeds. 5 separate incidents, numerous people in hospital, and one suspect arrested so far. And just awful. Absolutely awful.
Oh, horrible stuff. Horrible stuff. Now, Enda, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring you back right now. So I'm going to hang up and ring you back because that line is terrible. Whoever, Telstra, we need to get on to them. Something goes on at 6 minutes to 6 every day with our phones, like clockwork. I wonder what it is. It is like someone flicks a switch. I wonder if it's someone down the road who just flicks something on. You know the wiring where it gets all wrong? Oh, see, now we've got the text coming in. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, let's get Enda back on, see if this line's any clearer. Hello, mate.
Hello, Ben. Can you hear me?
Oh, crystal clear. Now, listen, Harry Styles, your old mate, he's making a big decision by the sounds of it.
And one he didn't tell me in our interview the other day, he is considering retiring from acting, would you believe, after just one movie.
Hang on. How can you retire after? It's a hobby, isn't it? It's not like it's a career for him.
Yes, a very well-paid one. A very lucrative one. tweeted the interview. I spent the morning with the guy the other day. You would imagine a big decision like that, he just might have wanted to have told a reporter. No, he kept it for the red carpet last night, and he said that Dunkirk looks like being his only movie of his career. It will be one and out. Thank you very much, Harry Styles.
I love that. I'm retiring from something I've only ever done once. That's yes, I'm retiring. And you enjoy that?
You know what, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Ben, I'm just waiting on the phone call from the boss as to how I didn't get that exclusive, having spent the morning with the guy 2 days ago. But there we are.
Is it an admission that he was rubbish?
No. Actually, Ben, do you know what? He's very, very good in the film. He's so good that you won't realise it's him until about an hour into the movie when you think, God, this soldier looks familiar. He is very, very good.
Good on you, Harry. Good on you, Enda. Chat again on Monday. Have a good weekend.